Hello, Matthew.
No, this is Matthew's wife.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Domanowski. My name is
Hi.
John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm following up on a request for information about the Roundup lawsuit. Were you or was he diagnosed with a cancer after using the popular weed and grass killer Roundup?
He was, but he passed away, and I don't really want to pursue it anymore.
I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Thank you.
What type of cancer was it that he passed from?
He had, well, actually, it was a combination of things. When he was first diagnosed, he had Wallstrom's non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and then he had a secondary blood, not a cancer, but a blood disease called amyloidosis, and that's what really killed him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, the law firms I work with are looking for people that have used Roundup in the past and were diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which appears your husband does meet that criteria. I can help you see if you meet the criteria to help you file a claim so that you can get compensation for like past and future medical bills as well as pain and suffering. Is that something you consider doing?
I don't know. I it's been such a rough several years that I just don't know if I have any more fight in me.
Yes. It's here's what you can expect. If you wanted to participate in this, what happened is I would spend roughly about 30 minutes asking you questions to see if you meet the criteria. Assuming you do at the end of the call, I would send you a text message, and that text message would include the authorization for legal representation for the law firm to represent you. And second, it would be an authorization to release medical records because the law firm does need to get written confirmation of the diagnosis. From that point forward, there's one final step. Like, you would think that you're done, like after doing the interview and then signing forms with me, you would think
right.
You're done, but there's one final step, and that's the case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. It's a quick call. They just want to hear that, yes, your husband did use Roundup in the past, and he was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that it is okay that you are his spouse and legal guard, or next of your surviving spouse, you've given the law firm an okay to request those medical records. From there, all the fight would be the lawyer. You would actually have an advocate on your side, the law firm representing you. No depositions, no hearings to go to, no court dates of anything of that sort.
Really?
The law firm would do all the work. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, if they had any follow-up questions, I'd hope you would be available to answer any questions you may have, like if they have questions about the medical records, that kind of thing. So.
Right.
All right, and then
What law firm are you with?
I actually work with quite a few law firms. If you met the criteria, the firm that we're sending cases to is actually Pulaski Kirker, a very reputable national law firm. Experience, like they've got experience litigating against billion-dollar corporations. They actually have plenty of experience on the Roundup lawsuit, and they also provide very good customer service. So you'll be in good hands if they took your case. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Oh, damn it. How much would I hate to say that, but what can I expect as far as compensation?
Well, that is a good question I can't answer. I'm not a lawyer.
But like, what are the, like, starting to, like, beginning to, like,
well,
high to low?
Here's what I can tell you. Here's what I can tell you. The law firm, if they agree to take your case, they would do it on a contingency basis, meaning there's no upfront fees or costs associated with representation. Contingency also means that they're only paid if they're successful in recovering compensation for you.
And what is their percentage?
That's a good question. If they are successful, you get 60% of the recovery, and the law firm gets 40%. That's
40%.
Yeah, that's standard for a mass tort or personal injury. You get 60, they get 40%. To answer your question, what could you expect? Because if you Google Roundup settlement amounts, I can't do this for you. I can't talk about settlement amounts, but if you Google it on your own, you can find information.
Can find out.
On your own, yes. Do you want to pause and take a look at it?
Yeah, hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I kind of just started the process like a year ago.
Okay.
And it was like right after my husband passed away, kind of like maybe 4 or 5 months after. And it was just too much. I
Okay.
was trying to deal with him and my son and the loss, and I just didn't, it was like too much for me.
Yeah, I understand. I do. I can understand it being
So,
overwhelming and you're just not ready. But
yeah.
I'm assuming by talking to you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit.
I guess so. I don't know.
I would hope a more positive affirmation, a positive confirmation, because mind you, I do have quality assurance department
Yeah.
and then plus the law firm is going to be reviewing our call if they want to make sure
Right.
that it's not that you're both feet are in the door. In other words, you're not
Yeah.
hesitating to participate in this because they would go through an extensive amount of work on their behalf
Oh
representing
yeah,
you
I
to get
mean
a
if
claim.
I was like to actually qualify or whatever, I would have to really consider, I wouldn't just say yes, I'm going to do it and then like not go through with it. 'Cause like the last time she said I qualified and I just couldn't go through with it. I'm like, I'm just having too much, I'm going through too much to have to think about that, at
I
the moment.
understand. I
So,
do. And by the way, the law firm wouldn't accept a settlement offer from the makers of Roundup without your permission. So just keep that in
okay.
mind. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
No. Yes, that's true. I queried about it, but I never did anything.
Okay. Then the most important thing is you didn't sign any legal agreements with another law
No.
firm. Okay. I
Mm-mm.
only mention that because you can't have dual representation. All right. And then
Nope.
regrettably, your husband had passed from a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then when he had passed, were you his spouse, his legal wife?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then have you remarried since his passing?
Nope.
Okay. So you're still considered, you have a legal
I'm a
right to
widow.
file. Yeah, you're a widow and you have a legal right to file a claim. All right. What was the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he was diagnosed with?
It was called Waldstrom's macroglobular anemia.
Anemia. Okay. Let me
Mic
just.
mac microglo You know what? Hold on.
Okay.
It's such a weird one. Hold on.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
It's called Wallstrom's macroglobulinemia.
Linemia. I found it.
Correct.
Yes, okay,
Yes.
got it. Okay, thank you.
Blah, blah,
All right.
blah, blah, blah.
Yes, it's definitely a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And again, I'm sorry to hear about the diagnosis.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Not any of those. Let me see if I
And
can.
he did what? Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Looks like it's Waldenstrom's, but it also comes up as a lymphoplasmacytic lymphoma. It's okay. Waldenstrom is the most important thing. Okay. Has he had
That's
more
what,
than. Oh, go ahead. I'm
I'm
sorry.
sorry, go ahead. That's what they diagnosed it. I don't know what the other
Okay. Now,
cross-references
that's going to lead into my
are.
next question. Does
Okay.
did he have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Not that I know of, but like I said, about 5 years after he got diagnosed with that, he was sick again, and he got that, he had what they call amyloidosis, amyloidosis, which is kind of like what happens when you get this non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is from what I was reading,
Okay.
kind of like that's like your immune system. I guess you have what's called light chains, I guess,
Okay.
and that it was called light chain amyloidosis,
Okay.
and the light chains that he was producing were folding incorrectly and causing amyloid, in his bloodstream, which was collecting in his different organs. He ultimately died of heart failure
Oh, I'm
when
sorry
he,
for that.
yeah, so I was there when it happened, so it was kind
It's very difficult.
of, yeah.
Yeah. Do you recall the date of diagnosis when he was diagnosed with Waldenstrom's NHL?
So I think it was probably 2018 is when I started my job. 17. I think it was 2016 he was diagnosed.
Okay. Do you know the exact date by any chance?
No, I don't.
What about the month?
I feel like it was in July or
July.
May, like in the summer months.
Okay. Do you happen to have any records in your possession you could quickly look at to see if you could find that date?
I do not.
Okay, that's okay. We can use approximate dates. And so you did mention May and July, and I can't put both of those responses, but I can put one response. What would be your best guess of the approximate date?
I want to say July.
Because that would be the month of Independence Day, July 4th. Do you recall being in the summer before July 4th or after July 4th?
I think it was, oh God, it was so many years ago.
I know.
I guess probably, I want to say after July, but I can't be for 100%.
It's okay. So we'll put for an approximate date of his diagnosis, July 15th, 2016. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay, because keep in mind the law firm, if you meet the criteria, they would you'll be signing obviously the authorization for legal representation with me, as well as the authorization to release medical records. And
Yes.
then as I said, it may seem like we're done after you've done the interview and then you sign the forms, but don't forget there's the case verification call with the law firm. That generally is just a few minutes because we did all the work, and that generally occurs within the next 24 to 48 hours, sometimes up to 5 days depending on their case. Caseload.
Okay.
Okay, so you're the spouse filing the claim on behalf of your late husband. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but you do have legal authority to sign on his behalf because you are considered legal next of kin.
Right.
Okay, and then when he had passed, do you know if there was a will or a trust in place that you had an estate opened?
No. Everything that we had was jointly owned, and if it wasn't, I was his beneficiary. So we didn't have a will or anything because he was so young. We didn't even think
Yeah,
about it, you know.
I understand.
But then, like towards the end, we kind of talked about it. But it was like, oh, you know, once this is all settled down, we'll figure out the will and shit, stuff like that. But it just never. You know, but
It
fortunate
happens too
we had
fast.
everything we were, yeah, it didn't really happen fast, but it happened fast in
Enough.
a sense. Yeah.
I got it.
So, but everything that I owned, he owned, so it was just mine and he was just, you know,
I understand.
taken off.
I understand. Okay, thank you. Because that answers my question. There was no estate open because there was no will or trust in place.
Correct.
Okay, and let's see here. How did he use Roundup? Did he use it in a home setting or a work setting, or both?
He was he actually his mother had used it for some of her work. She was like what do you call it? She worked at in Oak Park as a home inspector.
Okay.
So she had chemicals that she would use, and he would kind of use them with her. And then he had, you know, and then just at home in a home setting, like.
Okay. So he so it sounds like he did use it in a work setting, but it was his mom's work.
Yeah, and I don't think it would really qualify as that because he wasn't really getting paid. He was just kind of helping her out do stuff.
Okay, then I want to focus on the home setting.
Okay.
I'm assuming he did use it at home. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
and then how many years would you estimate that he used it in a home setting?
Oh, geez. We've been married for 20, 3 years, so probably, that time and then some.
Okay, all right. And then do you recall could you provide me an address to one of the residences that he lived at, that he used the product?
My house.
Yeah, okay. So you're still in the house that you two lived together with in?
Yes.
Okay. And then how long have you lived at this residence?
We lived here. I've lived here for going on, I 2003, so
21 years.
21 years, yeah.
All right. And then did he also move in with you in 2003? Did you guys get the house together?
We got it together, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's a long period of time, 2003, up until his diagnosis. That's like 13 years. Am I hearing, was he using Roundup pretty regularly during that 13-year
Well,
period?
during the summertime, he would do the,
Okay.
the weeds and stuff like that and sprays and whatever.
Yeah, lawn and garden maintenance. Okay. And then what is the address there that you live at, that you both lived at? I'm sorry.
Sure, it's a 344 South Craig Place in Lombard.
344 South Craig Place, like the Craig, like Craig.
Correct.
Okay. And that's in which town? Lombard,
Lombard, yeah.
Illinois? Okay. Is the full address 344 South Craig Place, Lombard, Illinois, 60148?
Correct.
Okay, I found it. Okay, one second here. I'm entering this in.
What's it up? Oh, my back.
60148. All right, this next question has to do with referrals. Is there any other person that you know of that was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the popular wheat, this product Roundup?
No.
Okay, and I'll text you my contact information towards the end of our call, but if you meet someone,
Okay.
feel free to have that person call me. All right,
Okay.
when your husband was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was he over the age of 18 but under the age of 79? Under the age of 80, I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
That's kind of funny.
And then
Yes.
if the law firm does request a birth certificate for your husband, would you be able to provide that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then I believe you already answered this question, which is how many years would you estimate that your husband used Roundup in the home setting? And we're going to say, well, he did it actually before I say, can I ask, do you think he stopped using Roundup when he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so that
Yeah, because he
means,
was too sick, I was doing it
okay, I understand. And so that would be between 2003 and 2016. We're talking a period of 13 years. Does that sound
then.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
And during that 13-year period, do you know if he sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
In a row, you mean?
No, not in a row, but at least 10
Oh,
days.
but oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
Oh,
all right.
yeah.
And then, because that's a question like a minimum amount of exposure. So he had been exposed
Yeah.
to the product more than 10 times, or at
Yeah.
least 10 times during that 13-year
Yes.
period. Okay. And then, am I speaking to you on a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And then I'm going to ask if your husband had any of these other illnesses, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No.
Okay. And then do you know if he was ever an organ, received an organ transplant?
No, he did
Okay.
not.
And then did he ever require chemotherapy treatment for cancer other than a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No. Well, I would say yes, because he got chemotherapy for the Wahlstrom's.
For Waltrip's.
They
Oh, no.
that's part of the therapy that they use, even though it's not cancer.
Well, the question actually is for chemotherapy for cancer other than his non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis, meaning did he have another cancer?
Oh, cancer. No,
No, okay.
no.
The only chemotherapy he got was because he got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right. But
Okay.
then, like, but my question then would then the chemotherapy that he had for the Wahlstrom's, because it wasn't cancer, it isn't considered.
Oh, yes. Okay, I can I get you. So he did have chemo for his
Correct.
amyloidosis. Okay, got it. Okay.
Amyloidosis, yeah.
Amyloidosis. And when was that
Yeah.
diagnosed approximately?
That was diagnosed in 2019, I believe.
Okay. And
19, wait, let me think about it. 20, 18, I want 2000, 2019 or 20.
okay, about 3 years later,
Yeah.
2020 would have been the pandemic. Do you remember if you got that diagnosis during the pandemic?
It was, you know what, my son, he's a better at,
Okay.
hey, Deanie. I get so like confused. Dean, when did Dad get diagnosed with amyloidosis? Was it 2019 or 20? You were 15? 2015? He didn't get diagnosed in 2015. That's when he got the amyloidosis, not the not Hodgkin's lymphoma. I think it's 2019.
2000, about 3 years later. Okay.
Yeah, because he was sick for like a couple of years, for like a year or so before they even diagnosed him.
Okay.
And it was really sad.
I'm sorry.
They
Yeah.
literally effed up on him.
Do you remember what month that diagnosis would have been made for amyloidosis?
Da-da-da-da-da. That was winter,
Maybe like
probably like right after Christmas. It was like
date.
F you here, hey, Merry Christmas.
Okay, I'll put December 28th, 2019
Yeah.
for a
You some
diagnosis.
yeah.
Okay, so he did have chemotherapy for cancer other than non-Hodgkin lymphoma, but that was for a subsequent diagnosis, amyloidosis, that I was diagnosed roughly late December 2019. I put
Right.
12/28. Okay. Is there a history of cancer in his family?
His mom had like myelomas on her nose, and but that was about it.
Okay, she had melanoma. Mother had melanoma.
Melanoma,
Okay.
yes, thank you.
It's okay. Okay. Mother had melanoma. All right, and that's it. Okay. And then now I'm going to be gathering information about your husband, your late husband.
Okay.
His legal name is Matthew, MATTHEW. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And his middle initial?
Jay.
Okay, that's J for John.
Correct. It is John.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it, oh, good. Same name as mine. And then she'll
Yeah.
remember my name. And then his last name is spelled D as in Delta, O as in Oscar, M as in Mike, I as in India, N as in November, O as in Oscar, W as in whiskey, S as in Sierra, K as in Kilo, I as in India. Is that correct? Domanowski? Okay. And then does he have a suffix to his name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And then, of course, his gender is male, and he was married. And then
Well, he's
relationship.
still married, but he's
Yes.
just dead.
Yes, correct.
Sorry, I joke about it.
If it, I understand if it
It
helps
helps.
people. Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing, no harm in that. All right. The relationship to you is he's your spouse. And then, as I mentioned to you, if the law firm takes your case, you'll be signing the authorization for legal representation and the authorization to release medical records. But I will need your husband's social to go next to his name on the release for medical records. Could you provide me a social?
No.
No, okay. I understand privacy reasons, talking to you on the
And
home
I, you
phone.
know what, I'm just talking to you on the phone and I don't.
All right. Can you at least provide me the last four? Because you can see on the authorization you'll sign, it'll be his name plus the last four and his date of birth. That should be enough for the medical records to make sure the hospital
When
or dental.
the lawyers, if they give me a call back with and I they tell me that they're that I have, I'm approved, then I'll give it to you. But I'm
Okay,
not
well,
going to do it until then.
Here's what I'll do. I'll go through the
Okay.
rest of the intake with the questions, and at the end, it'll
Okay.
tell me whether or not you meet the criteria. If you do, then I'll actually ask for just the last four, and then I can send you the forms for you to sign. And then just know that the law firm will call you in about 24 to 48 hours to do the case verification call, because
Okay.
they basically want to hear from you personally that yes, they don't want to rely on me. They want to make sure that yes, we've spoken to the client, the potential client. We say potential client, and we've confirmed that yes, he was exposed to Roundup. Yes, he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and yes, it's okay that they use the authorization for medical records. So I'll ask for that. I'll go back and get that at the end once I know whether or not
Okay.
you do meet the criteria. Okay, we'll skip that for the time being. But can I get his date of birth?
11/18/67.
Okay, 11/18/1967. Okay. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your husband's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Or another way said, when did you first learn that he may have developed cancer from an exposure to Roundup?
When they had the on the TV, we were watching TV, and
Okay.
he's like, "Oh my gosh, I was dealing with so much of those chemicals. Maybe that something had to do with it,
Okay, that's right. Okay, so you,
And so
how
that
did
was
you
just
learn of
it.
that?
We were still He was still alive when we talked about it, and we thought about doing it when he was alive. And I
Okay.
don't know. I just
I got it.
I do
I
I
got it.
don't like to be a
No, I understand.
I
Okay,
don't know.
so you answered the question, which is how did you learn of that connection? That would have been through a TV advertisement. The next question is approximately when did you see that TV advertisement? How long ago?
I think it was, remember when that guy got went to court? He was a janitor guy at a school or something, and he was they had he went to court, and it was on the news.
Okay.
And then that's when all that stuff came about. We can't recall when. I mean, it had to been after he had been diagnosed, obviously. Do you remember that case? It was on the news. It
It
was
was,
he
yeah.
had And then he died shortly after that or something.
Well, when would be what's your approximate guess? What's your best guess, like how many years ago you saw that TV advertisement? Would you say like 3 years ago? It doesn't have to be exact, it's just an estimate.
Oh no, I would say it would have to be 2017 or 18 or something like that.
How about we put like a year after his diagnosis is when the life when he saw that TV advertisement? Would that be okay?
Yeah,
Okay,
that'd be
so
fine.
we'll say July of 2017, a year after.
Yeah.
And we put July 15th, 2017. That should be approximate date. And then, what was his height and weight?
He was 5'11", and he was all over the place because he was sick. So, at his death, I think he was 150 pounds. But
Okay.
when he got diagnosed, he was like two something,
Okay.
like 220 maybe.
I'll put 5'11", 150 for the time being. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then what is the date of passing?
May 24th, 2023. I'm sorry.
It's okay. May 24th, 2023.
Yeah.
Okay, again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
All
me
right.
too.
Now I can gather your information because you're a spouse, so filing a claim on his behalf. How do you spell your first name?
Jennifer, JENNIFER.
Got it. And your middle initial?
L.
Okay. L as in like Lynn.
That's
Okay.
it.
And then same last name, Dominowski.
Ouch, yes.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior or senior? I didn't think so, right? Probably not.
No.
Okay. And then your
No.
gender is female. And then your marital status is widowed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're still legally married to him.
Yeah.
Your relationship to him is spouse.
Yep.
And actually, I'm going to put select no for your marital status and then put marital status widowed. I think that would probably be the right combination, widowed and not married. Okay. And then can I get the last four of your social? Actually, we can get yours out towards the end as well.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I get it. And your date of birth, please.
February 5th, 74.
Okay. February 5th, 1974. And it is asking for your height and weight. I'm sorry to ask, but I do need to ask it because
That's okay. I'm 5'4" and I'm 210 pounds.
Okay, thank you. All right, and I did mention that if you sign any paperwork that you sign, I'll send a copy to your email address. And just to confirm, I have an email address. It's matsdomino@yahoo.com. Is that still a working email for you both? For you?
No, that's his email address, and it won't go. I won't see it because I don't go in it any at all.
Okay, and your email address?
Mrs. Smat, it's MRS as in Sam, MATT@yahoo.com.
Okay. Let me
So it's MRSSMATT.
Oh, is there two S's?
Yeah,
Okay,
Mrs. and then Smat, yeah.
okay. I got MR. Let me repeat it from the beginning. I'll spell that. It's
Yeah.
M as in Michael, R as in Roger, S as in Sierra, S as in Sierra, and M as in Motel, A as in Alpha, T as in Tango, T as in Tango at Yahoo. Okay, perfect. And then I think we already confirmed this is your cell phone number, area code 630-479-8092.
Yes.
Okay, and this is a smartphone. I can send you the forms through a text message.
Yes.
All right, and I already mentioned that even after, assuming you meet the criteria and we sign the authorization for legal representation as well as the authorization to release medical records, don't forget they still have the case verification call with the firm. That'll be between now and the next 24 to 48 hours, and don't be surprised it actually happens today, like in an hour or two. What's the best time that you can be reached by the firm? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say tomorrow afternoon in the
Tomorrow.
like after 6.
Okay, very good.
I need some time to to process it, so I don't want to call tonight.
No problem. Okay. And then Matthew Domanowski, spouse's name. I'm sorry. One moment, please.
Excuse me, dear.
Okay, and then you are able to provide official documents to establish the next of kin surviving spouse, for example, like a marriage certificate and government
Yeah.
issued ID. Okay. And
Yeah.
then there's no will or testament, so you won't be able to. There's no will or trust, so you wouldn't be able. There's you wouldn't provide letters of a will or a trust.
Nope.
And then you are able to establish next of kin. Could you provide a death certificate for the law firm if they required it or if they needed it?
Yep.
Okay, very good, thank you. And then now the next question is this. How we're these series of questions are going to be asking about his usage, how we use Roundup at the home. Well, first of all, do you know if he used it, how frequently he used it? Did he do it on a seasonally basis or a monthly basis, weekly?
Seasonally, like in the summertime, we would use it for weeds.
Okay, and we're talking maybe May, June, July, August, about 4 months.
Correct.
Okay, and then how often during those summer months do you think he used it? Do you think he used it once a week? Once every week? Every other week?
I would say two times a month.
2 times a month? Okay, so
Yeah.
2 times a month, that's roughly about 8 months during the year. 2 times a month for the summer months with four
Yeah.
months, so a total of 8 times. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
And do you know if he sprayed Roundup for at least 1 full year before his diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then it's going to ask for an estimated approximate start dates that he used Roundup. So we know that we're attributing his usage of Roundup for that 13-year period that he was at you're at this residence. What's the approximate date that you moved there or started using that product in
When we
2003?
first first moved in, I mean, we moved in May,
May, okay.
yeah,
Do you
of
remember the date?
2000. I want it May. It was probably like the 20th or something. I
Okay.
think we moved in.
I'll put May 20th, 2013, and then
Well, we
first.
moved, the day we moved in was 2003.
Oh, 2000. I'm sorry, 2003.
Yeah. Yeah.
20th, 2003 is the date that
Yeah.
we started using Roundup. And then
Correct.
for approximate date that he stopped, that we're gonna would we use the date of diagnosis, roughly July
Correct.
two
Yeah.
thousand sixteen? Okay. And I'll put July 15th, 2016, the same day that we approximate as diagnosis.
Okay.
Okay. And then I believe we already answered this question. Why did he stop using Roundup? And that was because diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. And then how did he use apply the product? Did he use a hand sprayer, a backpack, tractor with hoses?
Hand sprayer.
Okay. Did he have any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Don't think so.
Okay. And then what about gloves? Do you think he may have used gloves?
No.
No, okay. And then where did he apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? So we know it's for home lawn and garden maintenance.
So like he we had it we have a brick like brick patio, and so he would spray it in the weeded like in between the weeds of the bricks, and then like spotting like around the backyard.
Okay, and then how big of an area do you think it covered?
Our lot sizes, one I think 150, 180 or 80 over 50, 150 or something.
Okay, 80 feet by 150?
Yeah.
80 by 150 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. One second. Directly sprayed product around a flower bed. Is that what it was you're describing?
Well, like in the
Or
yard,
patio?
like in the plants, in the brick pavers, we have brick pavers for
Okay.
patio,
Okay.
and in between the cracks of there, and then the driveway, if the driveway had cracks.
Okay. Would that be front and backyards?
Yes.
Okay. So directly sprayed product around home, front and backyard. Spray product around. Directly sprayed product in front and backyard, covering 80 to 150 square feet approximately. Okay, I'm gonna re-fix my sentencing. Okay, so
Okay.
for this question, where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Directly sprayed product in front and backyard, covering approximately 80 to 150 square feet. Does that sound about right?
Sounds
Okay,
good.
very good. Okay, and then this for state that he applied it in, that would have been in Illinois. Okay, and you've already answered these questions. It was his exposure was direct, because direct meaning he personally sprayed the product, as opposed to indirect being around maybe his mom that may have used it. Direct meaning he
Right.
personally used it. Direct
He
meaning,
used it.
yep, directly exposed from home yard maintenance. Okay, and then and it was direct. He personally sprayed it. Since he personally sprayed the product, he was present 100% of the time that it was being used. This next question is going to estimate the total number of times he may have used it in his lifetime. If we just consider this question relative to the 13 years that he was living at this residence, we said that he used it about 8 times per year on a
Correct.
seasonal basis, and then
Right.
8 times 13 years, mathematically he would have had about 104 exposures. Does that sound about right to you? About 100?
Sounds, yeah.
Okay, that's how we came up with the math. Do you live near a water well or get your water from a well?
No, we have lake water.
Okay. Has he ever been exposed to any other herbicide, like or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Do you know what type of product that he may have used? Was it the concentrate where he had to mix it, or was it pre-mixed, like it was all ready to go in a bottle?
It was all ready to go pre-mix.
That was
And then
pre-mixed.
he,
Okay.
I think at one time he did have from his mother, like something you mix, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay, but to the best of your recollection, like your
It's
personal,
the,
your
it was,
pre-mix.
yes, it
Okay,
was the
got it.
pre-mix.
And the next question is, when and where was the Roundup purchased?
Oh gosh, Home Depot.
Home Depot. Okay, purchase from the Home Depot.
Yeah,
Do you
that's
recall
usually.
when?
That's usually. Oh God, when?
Yeah.
All throughout.
Most
Once
people
a
say
year, I
once a
think.
year. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Lily, stop. I really don't know. Whenever we ran out,
Okay.
I just don't know. Lil.
I put purchased once a year at the Home Depot.
Sounds about right.
Okay. And then if you happen to have any receipts that you can confirm a purchase or verify a purchase, for example, like a store receipt or a credit card receipt or even a picture or a video as evidence.
No.
Okay, that's all right. It's not required. Do you know if you have any Roundup in the house somewhere, like in the garage or in the house?
I have something now, but it's not, I don't think it's Roundup.
Okay.
It's
Okay.
in a sec insect it's a weed, but it's Bayer or something like that.
Okay, it's not Roundup, in other words. Okay.
No,
Or
I've used it.
if by chance you do see a Roundup bottle in your house, hold on to it, okay?
Okay,
Keep it,
I
don't
will.
tamper it, don't destroy it. It could be used as evidence in this case, you know, a photo.
Okay.
You could shoot the picture and send it over to the law firm. But
Okay.
yeah, proof of purchase and any possession is not required for this case, okay?
Stop. Okay.
Do you know if he smoked?
He did.
Okay, and how many years would you guess that he smoked, or how long?
He started smoking in his 20s. Stop it. God, Lily. 20, when did we quit? I quit when I got pregnant. So how old was he? I quit when I was 34. No, 33.
So you're thinking maybe 10 years? He didn't smoke very long.
I would say maybe the most 14 years.
14 years. Okay, that's what I'm looking
Yeah.
for. Okay. And do you know if he, this question, are you currently employed? Do you know if he lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to his condition?
He was self-employed, so he kind of was like working around his schedule, the chemo.
Okay, he
So
was.
yeah, he would take days off from his job if he knew that he was going to be, because he would get sick, you know, like as time went on, it got worse for him. So he would take like a week off.
Okay. Do you know, do you, so what would you, he, it sounds like he did have, he lost income because of that, or did he just reschedule those jobs at a
He
later
would
date?
reschedule, yes,
Okay.
because he was a carpenter, and so he would just do the jobs at a later date.
So do you think he didn't really lose any time or money from work for during treatment?
I don't think so.
Okay,
No.
so I'll put no, that he did not lose time from work because of surgery or treatment related to his condition. Okay, was he ever in the military?
Yes, he was.
Okay, do you know what branch of the military?
Army.
Army, okay. Do you recall his dates of service or his years, approximately?
He was in there for 3 years,
Okay.
and it was from probably 96 to 98.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to put 1996, 97, and 98. Okay.
Yeah,
All right. Bear with
because I
me.
met him like right after he got out of the military. It was 99, so yeah.
Okay. And then do you know what type of discharge he received?
Honorable.
Honorable discharge. Okay. And do you know if he was ever stationed at Toole Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No, he was stationed in Germany.
Okay. Do you know if what his Veterans Administration number is?
I have his paperwork somewhere.
Okay, that's all right. Did he receive any VA benefits?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. And all right. And now, have you ever been involved in other lawsuits? Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
I have not. My husband has.
Okay. Have you ever filed for a bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Okay. All right. Now, We're getting close to wrapping up. The last
Okay.
last set of questions are actually designed to point the law firm in the right direction for medical records. Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, I should know this because I don't like her.
Okay. And was it, do you know if it was a hospital setting or was it in a clinical setting?
It was in a clinical.
It was in the office as opposed to like the hospital? Okay. Do you know the name of the clinic?
You're asking me all these crazy questions I can't remember.
Let me see here. You were living at...
I was living in Lombard when it happened.
Lombard, okay. Medical clinics in Lombard.
There was no medical... It wasn't in Lombard. It was...
There's Woodbridge Clinic, Midwest Express, Endeavor Health Immediate Care Center.
No, that's none of those. It was somewhere in... I cannot remember her name. Doctor... She was an Asian lady.
Was she an oncologist?
She was a hematologist. She was a hematologist. Yeah.
In Lombard?
No, it was, I want to say it was in Lyle.
Lyle?
Lisle, I think. Lyle.
Okay. That's in
Illinois? Yeah. Hold on. You know what? I can probably, I'm going to put you on hold for just a sec, and I'm going to look up her name. Hold on.
Okay. There's a Andrea Dean.
Huh?
Andrea Dean.
No, she was an Asian woman, but she had an Irish name.
Okay. There's Dr. Lorraine Canham.
No.
I'm trying to find women names. These all seem to be men. Rika Harding?
Mm-mm.
Rekha Harding? Did you ever think of the facility that he got the diagnosis at? It was not in the hospital. He actually got diagnosed at a clinic. Was it a cancer clinic?
Yes.
Okay, cancer, and it was near Lombard?
No, it was like a half, like 25 minutes away.
In what town, do you remember?
Maybe it was Woodridge? Wait. Hold on.
Okay. There's the Illinois Cancer Specialists.
No.
Nourish Natural Healthcare, Good Samaritan.
It was Good Sam, I believe.
Good Sam in Downers Grove.
But it was an offshoot of Good Sam, so it was. Let me see, Good Sam.
That's on 3745 Highland Avenue in Downers Grove.
Yeah, but he wasn't in Downers Grove though.
Maybe Rush? Met Rush
Goldsboro.
Medical?
Katie Goldsboro.
Katie Goldsboro? Okay.
Yeah.
Katie Goldsboro.
Let me just double check. Yeah, that's her. Bitch.
I'm sorry. Yes, I found her. Downers Grove.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Dr. Katie Goldsboro, MD, hematology oncology. And she's affiliated with Advocate Medical Group in Downers Grove.
That sounds right.
Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital. Was that where he was diagnosed? The location on Downers on Highland Avenue and Downers Grove?
No, it was a cancer place in it was like a small clinic, and she was working out of Downers Grove and a few other different locations, and I can't think of the name where she was at.
Well, it's there's
But it's
Good Samaritan Buraid Cancer Center that's in Downers Grove.
But it wasn't in Downers Grove.
It was not?
He
Okay.
was not diagnosed in Downers Grove.
And but
He was down.
it was a
It was
cancer
a,
center.
yeah, and it was an Advocate, I think, a Good Sam. They like Edwards Hospital has like ed offshoots of clinics in different areas. Like so does Northwestern. They have like little clinics located in other different towns.
Well,
And I can't think of the name where she was at.
we already said the noted Illinois cancer specialist that's in Chicago. There's Nourish Natural Healthcare in Darien. There's Good Samaritan in Downers Grove. There's Medical Center Cancer Care Clinic on Highland Avenue. There's University of Chicago Medicine Adventist. That's in Hinsdale. Rush
No.
Medical Center, Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center in Lyle, Illinois.
That might be it.
Rush. It's on 2455 Corporate West Drive.
Let me see.
Okay, but we do know that Dr. Katie Goldsboro, she diagnosed your husband,
What's that? I'm sorry.
Dr. Katie Goldsboro was the person that diagnosed your husband with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That is correct.
Okay. Was she also responsible for his treatment or oversaw his treatment?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and then treating doctor. And do you know when his treatment started? If we're saying he got diagnosed roughly July 15th of 2016, did his treatment start like within a couple days or a month?
I think if I can remember correctly, it started in August.
In August? Okay. I'll just put
Yeah.
August 1st, 2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
'Cause he was, yeah, 'cause, yeah.
What type of treatment? Did he have a stem cell transplant?
No, he was in line for that later. He had
Chemo?
he was doing chemo, yeah.
Did they have to do radiation therapy?
No.
Okay, what about surgery? Did he have to go under the knife to remove any cancerous tissue
No.
besides a biopsy? Okay. All
Yeah,
right.
he had a bone marrow biopsy a couple of those.
Okay. And then
Hold on a minute. Hold on a
sure.
minute.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello?
I'm here.
Ugh.
By the way, you're still at this residence. You're still living at this 344 South Craig Place.
I'm sorry, it was one of my friends.
It's okay.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Were you able to find the name of the cancer clinic that where he was at where he got diagnosed?
Give me just a second.
everything about her, Katie's address, pulls up in Downers Grove.
Well, this was, you know, back in 2000,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
16. So she was, I know she was with Good Sam. And he's, they like when she, okay, hold on a minute. I'm gonna look up something.
Okay.
Thousands of North Korean soldiers fighting a separate offensive by Russia to reclaim areas of its coast. Ukraine has controlled part of that region since the summer. That's that little area. City of Vintage Kaya recently returned from Ukraine and reports on its civil time in the war.
How do you spell her name?
G Gold, like GOLD, and then S Golds, BOROUGH. I found an Advocate Healthcare, Advocate Cancer Institute in Downers Grove.
That's not it.
Okay. Katie Goldsboro is the doctor, right?
Yeah, she's a hematologist.
Yeah, I found her. And she comes up as Advocate Healthcare. But did you ever try Googling Rush and Anderson Center, Cancer Center, and Rush Isle?
Hold on, let me see.
Because that was one of your guesses that you took him. He was diagnosed on a, in Lyle, Illinois. And that's the closest one to Lyle.
What is it? What is it called?
RUSH, MD Anderson Cancer Center in Rush Isle. Or just type Rush,
I
RUSH,
found
Cancer Center.
it.
There's a picture of the building there.
Yeah, it's, that's not it.
That's not it.
No. Dang it.
You're not sure. You don't remember where, because if we tried to at least figure out what city it was in that you took him to get his diagnosis.
Hold on.
You have any paperwork at home?
I do somewhere.
Okay. Do you have any medical records in your possession that show the diagnosis, the date and the diagnosis?
No.
No, okay. Are you aware that the hospital has records or the doctor has records?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, good. And by the way, you're still at 344 South Craig Place in Lombard?
Correct.
And that's a house, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Location.
What city did you have to drive to that he had got cancer treatments?
The same place.
And that was in Lyle? In
I
Lyle?
be I want to say yeah. Hold on. Aurora, Addison, no. Algonquin, no. Alsip, no. Shut up. You know what? I can't do this anymore. I there's too much going on. Stop it. And I don't have the information you need, so.
It's okay. Do you want to just take a time out just for a second? Because,
Yeah, I gotta feed my son and take care of him and do my stuff. If you want to get a call me back later, fine.
this was,
I just can't do this anymore.
I gotta tell you that I have a, put it this way, I ask you a lot of questions, right? And I don't have the ability to save this information. Like once I gather it, I submit the forms and then it becomes a record. But if it's not submitted and for forms, then it's like I really can't hold on to this. And I'd hate to have you go through this intake The only thing we're missing is the name of the medical facility that we can tell the law firm where to get medical records from. So if you want to just pause, like put me on hold or put the phone down, take a deep breath, relax, it's going to be okay. We're at the finish line. We really are. Once we establish where he was treated at, we know who the doctor is. We just need to know the name of the facility.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, take your time. Go ahead and put the phone down. Matter of fact, I'm going to, if you don't mind, we both can take a 2-minute break. Would that be okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Cool. I'm just going to put the phone on hold for 2 minutes. Bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back in 2 minutes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.